Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is here with us today. And Dr. Brown, welcome back. You opened a curiosity to our listeners. I had calls saying, now that we can get our shots at the pharmacy, what shots do we need if we're 70 or 72 or 65? Can you explain some of that now?
So, Marilyn, I'm happy to talk about immunization. And let me just start by saying some of the guidelines are age-related and some of the guidelines depend on your risk. And if your risk can be higher even if you're younger, depending on what underlying diseases you have. So, for example, we recommend everybody 50 and older have the shingles shots. Those are two shots, 2 to 6 months apart. And Ontario will only pay for it if you're between 65 and 70. But it is recommended for everybody over the age of 50. If you have underlying autoimmune diseases, you actually are advised to take that shot, even if you're as young as 18. Because when you're younger, but if you have underlying risk, your risk for the disease is higher. When we look at pneumonia shots, that's generally advised at age 65, and that is paid for by Ontario for everybody over the age of 65. But if you have COPD or asthma or diabetes, you are advised to take a pneumonia shot at a much younger age. When we look at RSV vaccine, the vaccines are advised for 50 and older in or people at risk, 60 and older for other people, paid for in Ontario only if you're over the age of 75. So again, some of this is risk-related and some of this is age-related. But the big vaccines that you want to consider are the respiratory vaccines, a pneumonia vaccine, an RSV vaccine, flu and COVID, of course. And because shingles is a disease that can be so debilitating, we really do suggest by age 50, you consider getting immunized, even if you have to pay for it. You know, sometimes, Marilyn, people say, what's the cost of the vaccine? But I also want people to think about what is the cost of not being vaccinated? What is the risk you take for some of the complications from these very severe diseases?
Thank you for giving us some highlights on immunization. Anyone listening who wants useful advice and clear language and wants to take charge of their health, then remember the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. Local bookstores may have it or they'll order it in. Amazon will have it. DrVivianBrown.com, the website, you can order it. And if you want a signed copy for a gift for someone or even for yourself, give me a call, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Dr. Brown, thanks for giving us some highlights about the guidelines and risk factors about immunization. I look forward to hearing something new next week.